With your latest news, I'm Kirstie Fuller. Cabinet approves a proposal to designate the Ironwood Forest's Crown Land as a protected area and gives the green light for the Linford-Pearson Highway extension along the forest's boundary.
Ironwood Forest is home to certain species that aren't found anywhere else in the world. By protecting it, we're protecting the uniqueness of our islands.
Environment Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes says the next step is a public consultation on the protected area designation proposal, expected to be announced by the National Conservation Council in the coming weeks. Following the exercise, the NCC will submit the final proposal to Cabinet for approval. On the road side of things, government says the National Roads Authority will proceed with a declaration of intent to take possession of the land needed to open the highway extension. But no physical works will begin until, quote, all required environmental permits, mitigation measures, and management instruments under the National Conservation Act are in place. Infrastructure Minister the Honorable Jay Ebanks says the survey and investigation work is already underway.
Good infrastructure and a healthy environment are not competing interests. When we plan properly and support each other, this approach allows us to deliver the road improvements our community needs while protecting an area that matters deeply to our people.
Once complete, the extension will round out the Olympic Way connector, improving access from Walker's Road to the University College of the Cayman Islands, Don Gray High School, and surrounding neighborhoods. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is upskilling with an intensive critical incident command training program for its officers. The specialized training program brought together supervisory and senior officers to, quote, enhance their skills in managing complex, high-risk situations, including major emergencies, multi-agency responses, and fast-evolving critical incidents. Participants engaged in realistic scenario-based exercises designed to, quote, simulate critical incidents, enabling them to best apply practices in incident command, communication, and resource management. The training also emphasized collaboration with partner agencies, reinforcing a, quote, unified and coordinated approach to public safety in the Cayman Islands. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Kirstie Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. 19 people in Indonesia have been convicted of trafficking at least 34 babies. The leader of the group, a 70-year-old woman, was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Some of the infants were sent to Singapore, others were sold in Jakarta. There have been further exchanges of fire between Iran and the United States. Iran says it has attacked two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz as the battle for control of the waterway continues. Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say the Ebola outbreak is spreading further. It comes after a new affected health zone was confirmed in Ituri province. The acting governor of Russia's Belgorod region says 9 civilians have died in Ukrainian attacks in the last 2 days. The claim comes as the UN reports that civilian casualties in the war between Russia and Ukraine rose by more than a third in the first half of this year. A court in India has sentenced 44 Somali nationals to life in prison for hijacking vessels in the Gulf of Aden 2 years ago. The men pleaded guilty in 2 separate cases heard by a special court in Mumbai. The Indian Navy had intercepted and arrested the attackers. The UN says that 144 migrants and refugees were reported dead or missing off the coast of Mauritania last week. They were attempting the dangerous journey from West Africa to Europe. Rescuers in eastern Afghanistan are trying to reach residents trapped under mud and boulders after flash floods killed at least 23 people. Many more are missing. More than 8,000 people have signed a petition in support of a Turkish governor who was dismissed after pictures of him in cycling tights spread across social media. The governor of Ardahan province, Mehmet Fatih Çiçekli, was removed by presidential decree with a reason not giving. His sports attire had prompted a heated debate in Parliament. BBC News.